Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. Today, it's a very special episode of this show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point, take breaks. Today is it's a cross episode. I'm posting this in the main 70% feed also, so hey, if you're subscribed to that feed, hello. This is Point to Point. It's another show that I do. It's a mostly daily podcast. I drive from dropping my kid off at school to the train. It's about a, you know, depending on how the traffic is, about 10 to 15 minutes long. And I usually get to the point. Recently, I've griped about spoilers, talked a little bit about the Switch and my time with it. Let's see, what else? Lots of stuff. There's talk about the latest Fallout video. But today's point is it's about taking breaks and kind of building things sustainably. The Microsoft stuff the other day has kind of really been sitting on my mind, and celebrating freedom this week is a bit of a different vibe lately. So Logan and I have talked a little bit, and I guess like it's kind of worth mentioning that if you didn't listen back to the Hey, We're Back episode for 70% Complete, something that we always talked about is building this thing sustainably and kind of doing it in a way that makes sense for us and is aligned with what we want to do. And I guess the first part of that is leaving space to do the things that we'd like to do. So to front load the message here, there's not going to be a 70% Complete episode this week. Instead, what we're doing is probably 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight, around then, we're going to hop on Twitch and we're going to stream a little bit of Space Marine 2. So if you're around, come hang out and help us figure out our setups. We spent probably 2 hours last night trying to get particular parts of it working, but I think we're good to go on that for the most part. But we're gonna play Space Marine 2, maybe a little bit of Mordhau, so we can kind of really dig inside Logan's brain. And then I've also been thinking about, is this the time to start Atomic Heart for my next One Level at a Time series? So lots of fun stuff planned. We'll probably be on for 2 maybe 3 hours just to have a good time, hang out with us, and see what's up. So that's kind of the scheduling note, but a lot of that is coming from, we just want to do stuff, right? Like when we approached coming back, we had a lot of fun with Codex, and we actually, the episode we were going to record this week, if my power had not gone out 2 nights in a row, was going to be another Codex episode on Nuka World. I've been very Fallout brained lately, mostly from doing that video and like cruising through footage and stuff. But if I'm being serious, I'm always thinking a little bit about Fallout. But we're going to do a Codex on Nuka World, so like we're still out here doing it. But it's something that we have talked about when we made the show, is that, you know, we want to do something that's sustainable. We want to do something that is driven by our enthusiasm, and kind of the scattershot nature of that, I think, can maybe be a bit of a turnoff for folks, because, you know, you're not coming to the show and having a, here's the 3-word tagline about what we're doing here. But I think that it's, personally, it's more fun to make the show. So we're having a lot of fun doing the stuff that we are. And, you know, it's kind of our little hobby project where we can try things out and play around. In the background, Logan has been basically creating his own, like, 7-person studio set at this point. He probably finances half of B&H Photo. But he's got a bunch of stuff and a bunch of fun toys that we want to play with as the year progresses. And part of that is starting out with the streaming project, and then he has some video stuff that he wants to do as well. And it just means that we want to come together and have a time where, you know, we're doing something 70% related. But that could kind of take whatever form it needs to. And is that a way to build a business? Probably not. But it is kind of the way that we can sustainably work towards making something. And that's kind of the trick here that we're trying to do, because ultimately, like, this is something that we would like to do, and it's an outlet for us to kind of exercise our creative talents and kind of play around in a creative space. And this is how we're going to do it. And part of that is giving us space to say, you know, my power went out twice this week. Do we want to put together an episode 2 days before it needs to be edited, and then run through the edit real quick just to meet the, you know, arbitrary Thursday morning deadline that we set? And, you know, that's kind of the fun decision that we get to make, of just like, no, it's really not worth it. Let's do something else. Let's do something that is fun and engaging. And, you know, if folks are at a similar place, I like highly encourage you, especially with creative pursuits, like, take a break, take your time, and kind of just let it happen. There can kind of be this existential dread pressing down on us all the time about the awful state of the world, and how, like, maybe the only way out of it is pushing this creative project to the brink, and maybe trying to push it over the line to make it work. And the thing that I've kind of learned by going through cycles of that multiple times in my life is it never works that way. You will almost always cross that finish line. You will feel like shit, and you will be very tired. And then the thing will maybe do as well as you want to, but probably not, because you rushed through the end of it. And now you feel bad that you wasted your shot. So I guess, like, the point of this episode is take breaks and, you know, just let it happen. That's kind of what we're doing this week. We're taking a break from the podcast this week. We'll have another one out after our quote unquote impromptu summer break. But tonight at, just to reiterate, tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time, which is, I feel like I should have got it in, like, Swatch internet time or something, so everyone could synchronize our watches. But yeah, 8 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be hopping on Twitch, the 70% complete Twitch. You can find links to that on the website. I'll just throw it in the show notes as well. You can hop on there, watch us have some fun, or at least watch us sit there, stare vacantly into a camera, and figure out how all of this audio routing stuff works. Because we think we figured it out, but that was at, you know, 11 o'clock last night. Who knows if we retained any of that knowledge. But yeah, hang out with us. We'll be playing Space Marine, maybe some Mordhau, maybe some Atomic Heart. And just seeing what's up. I've finished Space Marine 2, and I am so excited for Logan to hop in there and play it. I think he's going to have a blasty blast, and it is the perfect amount of game as death metal cover that I think both of us truly enjoy. So yeah, see that happen, like, see him fall in love with this game, or equally likely, listen to him complain about how the controls aren't nearly as good as they need to be, because I can see it going either way. And who knows? But yes, thank you for hanging out with me on this drive. If you're coming from the 70% complete feed, this is the show. I have reached the train station. It's slow traffic on Thursdays, I guess. So we kind of scoot through pretty quick, and this is it. There's, I think, at this point, there are 30 other episodes of this, and most of them are pretty evergreen. You just ignore the ones about Marathon, because, oof. But yeah, this is it. Thanks so much for listening and hanging out with me this morning. I'm going to go hop on this train real quick and start the day. You have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. See ya.